Oliver Murray Benjamin, a spokesperson for the South Sudan's Transitional National Legislative Assembly, says Parliament passed the bill after a four-hour debate.
The Parliament decided to pass it by overwhelming majority of about 274 in favor and 114 against, with 3 abstentions. So this is a normal task of the Parliament that they always debate, and as per the agreement which is governing us, the Parliament is supposed to pass its bills in consensus. But in lieu of that, then Parliament divides itself by voting. So this is what happened yesterday.
Some opposition lawmakers are critical of the bill's articles 54 and 55, which give the National Security Service power to arrest and detain individuals without a warrant. SPLM-IO lawmaker Chan Deng says the law is a threat to the democratic process and a way to keep the ruling Sudan's People's Liberation Movement longer in power.
The bill actually was passed by the SPLM-IG, not fought by the whole house, because the SPLM-IO parliamentary members rejected, because we cannot prefer the grief to Barrett ourselves as a citizen and the people of South Sudan. But the technical majority of the SPLM-IG have passed it because this is for them to keep themselves in the leadership and to make threat to the citizens of South Sudan.
In February 2023, Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar agreed to scrap the law that allows the National Security Service power to arrest individuals without an arrest warrant. Lawmaker Akwar Gamar says Articles 54 and 55 will help the fragile country fight crime.
We want to allow the security service to monitor high-profile criminals. You can find some well-dressed individual who you may think are not criminals, but if you follow closely, you will find that they are criminals. This cannot be done by regular police, by the trained security personnel. So we don't want to tie the hands of security agents behind their back, but allow them to follow criminal.
SPLM-IO lawmaker Albino Mawien says the National Security Service has constantly abused those powers. He called on Kiir not to endorse the bill.
I hope our president should not ascend this bill, because these two articles, he abused a lot of things, even human rights, even freedom of space. We don't have. Even now, if I went out and go and have a friend, they can detain me. Or if they don't detain me because I'm immune, they can detain you and delete what you have to record on me.
Human Rights Watch has repeatedly urged the South Sudanese authorities to limit NSS powers to intelligence gathering, which mandates the agency to focus on information gathering, analysis, and to advise the relevant authorities. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.